Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles is a Boston-area quartet raised on punk rock and country music. Their new album, The Stars Are Out, contains 5 original songs and 5 covers from artists ranging from the Lemonheads to NRBQ. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The album is called The Stars Are Out, with a picture of a glittering night sky on the cover to make sure you don't think the title is a pun, because Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles are certainly not stars. The group's primary charm, communicated very well on this album, is that it's an old-fashioned bar band playing a mixture of original material and covers of others' hits. What lifts The Stars Are Out above the work of most bar bands is that Borges and her cohorts are able to put their own mark on the material they didn't write, such as this nicely moody version of a Stephen Merritt Magnetic Field song called No One Will Ever Love You.
If you don't mind, why don't you mind? Where is your sense of indignation? You are too kind, much too
I'd wager the line that caught Sarah Borges' ear in that song was, "No one will ever love you honestly." Since the honesty and dishonesty in relationships runs through her recordings like an electrical current. When you combine that theme with the band's fondness for the pop side of punk rock, it's no wonder they latched onto this fine, semi-obscure song by Any Trouble. That was a British band that recorded for Stiff Records, once home to Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe, among many others.
I don't want to be your lover. I just want to hold you for the rest of the night. You couldn't want me another. Closing your eyes and now you keep out the light. We both know that it's wrong. But we've been together now for so long. I can't give you anything but here and now. I didn't want to be here with you anyhow. The only thing I got for you is yesterday's love. Take it or you can't.
No Boston area band of the past 40 years seems able to have escaped the influence of one of that city's signature acts, the Jay Giles Band, as Borges and the Broken Singles demonstrate with their own composition, I'll Show You How. It's a chunk of bluesy rock featuring honking harmonica fills reminiscent of Giles Band member Magic Dick. Sarah Borges and the 3 guys who form the Broken Singles build their own material not just around Borges' voice, which can cut across the guitars like a knife, but also around their shared fondness for pop music history, mixing and matching. Take, for example, Me and Your Ghost, in which Borges does some channeling of Leslie Gore circa It's My Party, girl group harmonies, and Mersey beat rhythms. It's a 60s throwback free of camp or irony. The question here is whether good taste in pop music history and deft skill at reproducing a wide range of styles can cohere as something original. In this, I'm not entirely convinced. Certainly, the group's eclecticism, to paraphrase the NRBQ song they cover here, comes to them naturally. But originality can be overrated. Sometimes, coming up with a great set list for your live act, which is basically what The Stars Are Out amounts to as a collection of songs, is its own reward. Listen to Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles, and you want to get out of your house or apartment and hear some live music. In this, the band is a fine motivator, a reminder of how much fun music can be, making it and hearing it, being played by people for whom it means absolutely everything, a feeling they just want to share.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Stars Are Out by Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles.